Welcome back to the Townships at 12. I'm David. In this second part of today's show, filling in for Maureen, who is under the weather today, we will be talking to Shauna Chatterton Jerome. She is coordinator for Indigenous Student Support Services at Bishop's University. But first, we will hear the song called Fight for You by Asanabe.
It doesn't have to feel like holding up a mountain. It doesn't have to feel like being crushed by the weight of it. If you hold out, hold it up now. If you hope out, it won't be no. If home is where the heart is, then we must be heart sick. We can't go back, we can't go back, we can't go back. Doesn't have to feel like holding back the water. It doesn't have to feel like we're swimming the sea. If you trail our trail, I'd up to you. If you hope out, it will mean no. If home is where the heart is, we must be heartless. We can't go back, we can't go back, we can't go back. And honey, I'm okay with me. You can take everything now. Hey, go ahead and leave us in the pain. Cause some things are not meant to. Some things are not meant to last. We should sing like, oh, used to sing like, oh, used to sing like, oh, used to sing like, oh.
September 30th is National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, a time to reflect on the legacy of residential schools and to honor the children who never came home, as well as the survivors and their families. Here in the townships, Bishop's University is marking the day with a special event, the Every Child Matters Walk. Joining us today is Shauna Chatterton Jerome, coordinator of Indigenous Student Support Services at Bishop's University. She'll be sharing details about the walk, why it's such an important moment for the campus and the wider community, and how we can take part in this day of remembrance and reconciliation.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm talking with Shauna Chatterton Jerome. She is the coordinator of Indigenous Student Services on the campus of Bishop's University. So welcome, Shauna.
Thank you.
And today we're going to be talking a little bit about Every Child Matters Walk taking place. That takes place on September 30th. So could you start by telling us a little bit about the walk, Shauna?
Yeah, so every September 30th, we hold a walk. Previous times it was at Bishop's University. In the last 2 years, we've held it in the town of Sherbrooke. But this year it's coming back to Bishop's University. And this walk, which has changed names over time, but it's either called Orange Shirt Day or Every Child Matters. And it's basically to raise awareness and sensitize the like Sherbrooke community about the residential school systems. So these are school systems that have with the goal of trying to erase Indigenous peoples and kind of get them brought into like the dominant culture. Has only closed in 1996, the last one. So it hasn't been too long. And this is very important history for everyone to know and for everyone to learn more about. So we try to get Indigenous students from our different campuses. So Champlain College, Bishop's University, University of Sherbrooke, and the CSEP of Sherbrooke. Get some Indigenous students from each of the campuses to give some testimonials during that day, and any either survivors, elders that were able to get as well, because these stories continue on. There's a lot of intergenerational trauma that's being passed down. There's still a lot of survivors of these schools, so it's very important for everyone to educate themselves and know about this history that involves all of us.
Mm-hmm. It is so important. What does this mean to you personally?
To me, my family didn't go into the residential schools per se, but there's also something called the Indian Day Schools, which are very similar to residential schools if you don't know about them. But basically the children were allowed to go back home after the day, but still had the same goal of kind of erasing their identity. So more where my family comes from in the East Coast, the Mi'kmaq people, we see a lot more of the day schools there. And a lot of our people went through those systems and family members. So it is important for me to hear these stories. I'm like, every time I do this, I hear a new story, a new testimony. We can always learn from one another, whether we're Indigenous or not, and how it impacts one another. And for me, it's also important to keep organizing such an event, because I want more and more people to know about this history and be sensitized to the realities.
Mm-hmm. Very important. Now, what can people expect during the Every Child Matters walk at Bishop's? How will the event unfold?
So the event will be starting at 12:30. Everyone will be meeting in front of the Kwikwamina building, so the new Indigenous Center on campus. And typically there's around 40 minutes to an hour of like speeches, mostly from the Indigenous students. And after that, we will be proceeding with a walk around Lennoxville and heading back to the Bishop's campus to finish off in a ceremony before we send everyone off. But what's great with having it on the Bishop's campus is that so many of the community gather around, because we're so surrounded with different institutions. Like there's Alexander Galt, there's VCS, there's like Lennoxville Elementary. So because we're such close proximity with everyone here in Lennoxville, it's really nice that we're able to bring the high schools and elementary schools also to be a part of this very important walk.
Mm-hmm. Now, the community, are they allowed to participate in the walk also?
For sure. I'm like, the more, the better, I think. Our goal last year was bringing it to Sherbrooke was to try to increase that visibility and to touch new people as much as we can. Unfortunately, there wasn't as big as a turnout as we would have hoped, but we still hope that the Sherbrooke community feels like they're welcome to join the walk, even if it's on the Bishop's campus. So yes, please tell colleagues, family, join with your kids, with your friends, with your loved ones, and let's come all together and learn from one another.
Mm-hmm. Now, many people are still learning about the legacy of residential schools. What message do you hope this event sends about the ongoing importance of truth and reconciliation?
Yeah, it's truth and reconciliation, and with this walk and everything that surrounds it, like the call to action. And these are going to be a continuing journey for many years to come. We're only at the very beginning. this year marks the 10th year, actually, of the, like, the TRC calls to action that were put out. So there's only a few of those actions that have been completed, and there's so many more that need to be completed. So we still have a long journey ahead of us, and yeah, it's important. It's something that involves everyone. It's the calls to action. There's calls to individuals, there's calls to institutions, there's calls to the government, and so on. So yeah, it's really something that everyone can get involved in either their personal daily lives or their work lives as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, how can non-Indigenous allies best show support on the Orange Shirt Day and beyond?
So we encourage everyone to participate in all the activities. So if you're coming to Orange Shirt Day, wear orange, come listen to the testimonies. We always have a little container where we are, like, we ask for donations that we end up donating back to the Indian Residential School Survivor Society. So there's so many ways you can give back and to help support different Indigenous organizations. And there's so many different events happening that week at all the different institutions, post-secondary institutions in Sherbrooke. You just have to look at any one of our websites on the Indigenous section. And yeah, we all have each a program. And there's so many opportunities to learn. And we're doing all the work to kind of put those out there for everyone. So I think the least that the Sherbrooke community can do is join and support these activities. Yeah, because it's all out there. It's all available.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Now, you also coordinate Quig Wamana. I think I spoke to you last year when it was just starting, and that's the Indigenous Student Support Center at Bishop's. Can you tell us about its mission and how it serves First Nations, Métis, and the Inuit students?
So Quig Wamana just opened up in March of March 21st, 2025. So that's when we had our grand opening. So this is kind of the first, we're embarking in that first, like, semester/academic year with having students come into this building. And the goal is to kind of create a safe place for Indigenous students to feel like they're at their, like, second home, or they just have, like, a secure space on campus where they can go to, whether they feel safer to hang out with their friends in the space, or if they just kind of want to, like, be on their own or meet up with other Indigenous students on campus. It's a place to kind of have all these different things happening here, and for them to know that there is Indigenous support on campus for them, and that they can come to this building and there's different workers here to support them and to host different cultural workshops and, like, meals and different things like that, so that they don't feel so alone, even if they're far away from home.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel it's made a difference for the Indigenous students on campus?
Yes, 100%. I'm like, for most of the students that I see now in the space and that I've talked to about the building, they're extremely grateful that this space exists and are slowly starting to get more comfortable with coming in and making the space their own. Like I said, it's just kind of the beginning. So we're only on, like, week three right now. So we're slowly seeing students, like, more and more students come into the space and use it. And it's amazing to see. And I think it's just going to kind of grow from there, where different students are going to finally feel like they have a space that they can go to and that they're accepted there. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing how the future of Quig Wamana grows and, yeah, how our services expand as well.
Mm-hmm. A wonderful project. Okay. About how many Indigenous students are on campus this year?
We have around, if I remember well, around 60 self-identifying Indigenous students here at Bishop.
Okay. Is the number growing, do you think?
I think it stays, like, pretty balanced. Because we do have a good amount of students that graduate each year, and then good amount of students that come in. So we see like numbers between like 10 and 20 students like graduating in each year, and then around 10 to 20 students who end up coming in. So yeah, it's quite a good number.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Finally, what would you say to listeners who want to support reconciliation in their everyday lives? What's a meaningful first step that they can take?
Yeah, that is a big question to answer. I'm like, it's hard to always like pinpoint a certain step, but definitely encouraging like Indigenous artists as much as possible. So whether that be those who are creating things, musicians, people who create art. There's so many different ways. I'm like, you can, if you're doing well financially, I'm like, there's so many organizations as well out there that that need extra funds to then support Indigenous people and provide different services. So I'm like, a quick Google search and you can find like so many of these organizations or artists or, yeah. I would just make sure that when people go and try to look for different organizations or artists to support, that they do a bit of homework and make sure that it's actually like Indigenous owned, or that the person's like truly like has Indigenous roots that are not like from like 9 generations back or anything like that. Sadly enough, that is kind of a problem that we're facing here in Sherbrooke.
Mm-hmm. Good advice. Did we miss anything, Shauna, that you'd like to add?
I would say if you are free on October 3rd, I'm throwing in a little personal pitch there. On October 3rd, if you if the Sherbrooke community is interested, we're going to be premiering a documentary about the Kwikwamana building. So this is a documentary we've been working on for a few years now. That's going to be about the evolution of the building, changing from Divinity House to Kwikwamana. I know there's a lot of community folks that have either personally been attached to what was called Divinity before through being a professor, a student, or just being attached to the building, that kind of are quite interested in the how like it has changed to Kwikwamana. So we have created a documentary that kind of tries to sum up that process and how we came to have in this building now, and that will be on October 3rd at 2 p.m. in Centennial Theater.
Is it by donation or is there a certain fee?
No, this is going to be completely free, open to all. After the documentary, we'll have a little panel after, and then we will be opening up to have tours of the Kwikwamana building. So if people haven't seen it yet and would like to see the building, that October 3rd is going to be the perfect day to kind of come and do everything, learn everything related to Kwikwamana, the changes of the building, and see it in real time.
That really sounds wonderful. Very exciting. Lots of projects.
Yes.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Shauna. We've been talking with Shauna Chatterton-Jerome today. And she is the coordinator of Indigenous Student Services at Bishop's University. So thanks very much, and good luck on the walk and also on the documentary.
Thank you, Walalan.
Thank you, and bye. And next up, we have some health news here for you on the townships at 12. As the days get shorter and temperatures drop, one health issue to watch out for in the fall is the increased risk of slips and falls. Wet leaves, early morning frost, and less daylight can all make walking surfaces more hazardous. For older adults in particular, a simple fall can lead to serious injuries like fractures. A few tips to stay safe. Wear shoes with good traction. Take extra care on steps and sidewalks covered in leaves, and keep outdoor walkways well lit. If you're doing yard work, clear leaves properly to prevent slippery spots. Staying active is also key. Regular exercise helps maintain balance and muscle strength, which lowers the risk of falling. So as we enjoy the crisp air and colorful scenery, let's remember to stay steady on our feet this season.
I'm David, filling in for Maureen today. I would like to thank our guests, Mrs. Lise Lapointe from Bowl Museum in Quaticook. Get out to the art circuit in Quaticook this weekend if you can. And in the second half of today's show, Shauna Chatterton-Jerome, Coordinator of Indigenous Student Support Services at Bishop's University. Take part in the Every Child Matters Walk on September 30th. Also, if you belong to a nonprofit and you have an event coming up, we will announce the event for free. Just send Maureen an email at cjmqnews@gmail.com and describe the event in a few sentences. Thank you for listening. The Thursday show is repeated at noon on Friday, and it will be up on our website later today under the Shows tab. We will close today's show with two songs, Tanya Tagakuya and Crystal Shawanda, Evil.
the first train smoking. If you have to hobo, that's emo. Emo is going on wrong. I'm mourning your brother. Oh, you better. To your house, knock on the front door, run around to the back. You'll catch him just before he goes.